The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is... Cup teams will try to tame Dover's monster from a NASCAR fan's view. Taming monsters is what all heroes want to do, and this weekend will be no different for the fans' favorite drivers at Dover. And from the looks of qualifying, the Toyota teams have a very real chance at making the monster mild. The weather's going to be a bit warm, and this fan expects to see some handling problems, along with one or two engine failures. After all, the speeds are going to be up, and it is still a little unknown what to expect for engine life on an unusually warm day in the Northeast. The Monster is an interesting track, at least from this fan's view, and it can either be an exciting day or one that is a bit ho-hum. Actually, I like this track, but I am sometimes a little disappointed by the racing. As has been the case a lot this season, timing of the caution flags has proven to be a race maker or a race breaker. From this fan's view, and in my humble opinion, I don't really know what to expect on Sunday afternoon. If I decide to take the info from the first practice and qualifying into consideration, I would say the Toyotas have a great chance at making a very strong showing. What I mean is that both the Joe Gibbs Toyotas and the Michael Waltrip Toyotas are looking extremely tough and could walk away with many of the top spots. Matt Kenseth has been fast all weekend so far, and even Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch haven't looked too shabby. As for the Michael Waltrip teams, both Martin Truex Jr. and Mark Martin both showed signs of being able to run up front on Sunday and could make a run at the checkers by the end of the day. So far, I'm not willing to stick my neck out very far and say they can win it all this weekend. I do have to admit, they, along with the other Toyotas, have a lot of speed, and that could lead to a trip to victory lane. Of course, as is the case often on a race weekend, you can't always judge how a race will go by the first day's practice and qualifying sessions. Saturday had quite a different feel to it, and all around the Chevys looked as though they might make a fight of it on Sunday afternoon. Jimmy Johnson, Casey Kane, and Jeff Gordon all looked much better than they did on Friday. Why, I'd even go so far as to say they looked a lot better and should figure high on the list when it comes to being competitive by the end of the race. Even Dale Jr. could end up in victory lane. And I don't mean that to sound as trivial as it does at the moment. He could take the win, and no one would be surprised. The RCR teams of Kevin Harvick and Paul Menard looked consistent, and that could mean something good for either one of them when it comes down to crunch time. Of the two, Kevin Harvick would be my first pick if the winner was to come out of the RCR camp. But I'm not even counting out Jeff Burton either. It seems they are onto something, and it could translate into a trip to victory lane for any of the three. Kurt Busch has been one of the strongest cars over the last several weeks, and I just can't leave him off of the list of possible winners in Sunday afternoon's race. It would not surprise me at all, and I think it would be a great thing for him to take the Furniture Row Chevy to victory lane at the Monster Mile. I'm sure this is not just my opinion, but they have worked hard for it, and it could very well happen this weekend. Once again, the Fords just don't seem to have the speed or the handling they need yet. Of course, we all know that can change this weekend, and none of us would be at all surprised. Sometimes, all it takes is stumbling onto something on race day, and every Ford team can benefit, and one of them end up leading the pack to the checkered flag. It's not that they haven't shown some muscle over the last 12 weeks, it's just that they've been very inconsistent in performance. Even Brad Keselowski hasn't looked all that good lately, but many attribute that to the penalties they've served over the last few weeks. Now, this is just this fan's opinion, but I do think there is more to it than that. Sure, I know Joey Logano has been running quite well over the last several weeks, and that just tells me the Penske teams aren't completely lost. Time will tell whether they go on a tear or just continue on as they have. Personally, this fan thinks BK is in that after winning the cup championship rut that many seem to face in the year after they win it. Well, that is almost everybody but five time. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.